paragraph Yud Ches, Chai. V'alkein Sofer Mimei Hasfira, Be'ez Shegedela Hatvua. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand another interesting thing. Why this period of time, of this He'oras Hadas, this Me'esfira, is specifically at the time when the grains are blossoming, when the grains are coming forth. Umevakshinos b'chol yoim, and when we count the Omer, we say, Lam Natseach b'negino ismizmor, share that chapter of Tehillim, where we mention, Eretz nosno yevula, the land gives forth its produce. Yevorcheinu elikim, may Hashem bless us. V'chol mispar yemei asfira, humei havuas ha'omer soirim. And the whole counting of the 49 days is all attached to the day when they brought that measure of barley in the Beis Hamikdash as a korban. Ad Shavuos, until the holiday of Shavuos, Shemevim Shtei Halechem Mechitim, when they brought the special two loaves from wheat. So we see that this whole period of the Omer is bound front and back by food. It starts off with the barley and it finishes with the wheat. And we know that lechem, bread, is the main, the most basic food item. Ki ha'omer hitir achilas Yisrael. Because the bringing of the korban omer is what made food permissible for Klal Yisrael. What gave us permission to eat. From what? From the new grain, from the new crop of grain. Ki osur lechol koidem hanofas omer. Jews are not allowed to eat from the new crop of grain until the omer soirim was brought. Ki al yidei hadas shemamshichim al yidei hanofas omer, because through the das that we initiate by offering this korban omer, lifting up the omer, al yidei ze zoichin lahamshich he'oras harotzayim b'shas u'achila. This is what enables the Jewish people to draw upon ourselves this He'oras HaRotzoin when we're eating. In other words, Shezeh Iker Tikun Achilas Yisrael Kanam. That's the main tikkun of the eating of the Jewish people. The main tikkun of our eating is that we should be Zoyche Te'oras HaRotzoin at the time of eating. What starts that off? The Omer Soirim. Because we said the most important food item is bread. The bread of the new year, the bread from the new crop, is forbidden. It's out of bounds until we bring the Omer Soirim. So by bringing that Omer Soirim, we unlock the door. We open up the door for the new crop. We start, we initiate the eating for the new year, that kind of thing. Because of the fact that this Omer Soirim is what brought about this tremendous, it started off this He'oras HaRotzoin. V'alkein Oz Mevakshim Alzeh. And this is why during the whole period of the counting of the Omer, we ask Hashem for this. Shetitein Ha'oretz Yevula. We prayed Hashem that the earth should give forth its produce. V'vorcheinu Elikim. And Hashem should bless us. What's the blessing? Ki ikar habrocho hu he'oras harotzoim. The main blessing, the greatest blessing from Hashem is he'oras harotzoim. That Hashem should want me, he should want what I'm doing, he should like what I'm doing, and that I should want Hashem. That's the greatest brocha. Shehu mekoyer habrocha. That's the source of all blessing. Bechinas, as we say in Birkas Koyhanim, Yivarechecho Hashem v'yishmarecho, may Hashem bless you and watch over you. And what's the blessing? Yoyer Hashem ponov elecho, that Hashem should shine the light of his face upon you. That light of his face means he should smile on you. He should be happy with you. Shezeh b'chinas ma shemevakshim b'sfira. This is what we ask Hashem for in the counting of this Omer. We say over there in Lamnatzech Meneginois, Elokim yechoneinu vivorcheinu. May Hashem show us his chen, his favor, and bless us. Yoer ponov itonu sela. May he shine the light of his face, may the light of his face be with us permanently. Dahainu he'oras harotzoin b'shas ho'achila v'aparnosa. This pasuk is talking about that he'oras haratzoin at the time of eating, because again, that pasuk is written right near Eretz Nosni Yevula, about the food, the produce, the vegetables and the grains and everything. This is all talking about the he'oras haratzoin during the time of eating and during the time of earning a livelihood, parnasa. The he'oras haratzoin that's in the parnasa, shemekablamos, which we receive at during the time of the Omer. Ki oz gedelo hatvua v'kanal, because that's the time when the grain, the crops of grain, are really blossoming forth, right after Nisan, you know, during the, right after Pesach. V'chein, okay, that's one example of it. V'chein hamon. So far, we spoke about the Omer Soirin. Now, Rav Nosson says the same exact thing is true about the mon. Shehu b'chinas parnosas Yisrael, the mon was the parnosa of the Jewish people when they were in the desert. It represents parnosa. Nimshach bimei hasfira. When did the mon start coming to the Jewish people? During Sfira Soimer, betes vov bi, or on the 15th of Iyar. Why? Ki hamon bechinas heoras harotzoin, shenimshach al yedei hadas shel Moshe. Because the mon is an example of this he'oras haratzoin, of Hashem's goodwill, Hashem's expression of his love for us and his concern for us, his providing for us. Shenimshach al yedei hadas shel Moshe. And this, the mon came to us through the das of Moshe Rabbeinu. Bechinas, as the pasuk says there, they called it mon, ki lo yodu mahu, because they didn't know what it was. Rav Nosson says, bechinas ma, meaning that the mon was an aspect of this mo, which is the highest level of das. Bechinas tachlis hayedia asher lo yneida. We know that the goal of achieving das is to realize that you don't know. That's the highest level of das, realizing that you don't know. And the mon was called mon ki lo yodu. They didn't know, meaning that they had achieved shleimus hadas. Shehu b'chinas he'oras haratzoin, which is synonymous with he'oras haratzoin, kemavur sham b'tarnal, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'al kein lo nitna toira elo lo oichle hamon. Now you'll understand another famous statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that Hashem gave the Torah only to those people who eat the mon. What is this, a chassidish Torah? What do you mean? Torah has something to do with eating? What are you, nuts? The answer is most definitely. Ki machma shebimei hasfira nimshach hadasanal, because of the fact that during the days of Sfira, from Pesach through Shavuos, is a major, major season of hamshach hasadas, al kein oz nimshach haparnosa. Therefore, we mentioned throughout this entire halacha that the das and parnosa go together. The more das, the more parnosa. Im das konisa, ma chosarta. If you have das, what are you lacking? And if you lack das, what do you have? So the more das a person has, the more they're not lacking in anything. They have all the parnosa they need. Bechinas mon, bechinas eretz nosni yevula. Shaydeze mekablim horas harotzoim. That's how we receive the horas harotzoim. Shaydeze ikar kiyum hamshochas hadas midor ledor lonetzach. And it's through this tremendous he'oras haratzoim that's what ensures the flow of das from generation to generation. V'seh, and this is what the pasuk says, shiva shavuos tispor, you will count 7 weeks of the Omer, mehochel chermesh bakoma, from when the crops are standing tall in their stalks, etc., etc. V'yosiso chag shavuos l'Hashem alekecha, and you will, at the conclusion, you will make a holiday of shavuos for Hashem, misas nidvas yodcho asher titein, which will be a time when you will express your generosity. You'll show your generosity in the gift offerings that you bring, the goodwill offering that you give in the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki b'shavuos shehu kabolas haTorah, because on Shavuos, which is the day that the Jews actually receive the Torah, she'oz ikar hamshochas hadas, that's the climax of when we receive this das. We said it started on Pesach, and it climaxes on Shavuos, the 50th level. Azai ikar hatikun al yedei hatzdoko v'hamomoin shenoisnim letzadik ha'emes. Therefore, the main tikkun then on Shavuos is through the tzedakah and the money that we give to the true tzaddikim. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, misas nidvas yodcha shenitein. The gifts, this expression of goodwill and generosity from your hands, from what you give with your hands. As we learned earlier in this halacha, about how Rabbeinu Zal shows that tzedakah is the whole concept of rotzayin. When it came to donating for the Mishkan, for the Beis Hamikdash, it says, Me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu liboy, tikhu es shemasi. From each and every person whose heart desired to give, you accept the donations. Ki ha'idezeh nestakein kol mamoinoi uparnasasoi. Because by giving to the true tzaddikim, that's how a person fixes up all of his money and all of his parnasa. V'zoyche lehoras harotzen b'shasu achila. And the person is zoyche to this glow of rotzayin during the time of eating. Shaydezeh ikar kiyum hamshochas adas. And it's by eating this way that a person is zoyche that the das that they receive should remain permanently, should be established permanently. They should be able to pass it on to their children, grandchildren, etc., etc.